Welcome to Focus on the Family's Bring Your Bible to School Day public reading of Scripture Plan, featuring characters from Adventures in Odyssey. In 1 Timothy 4:13, the Apostle Paul encouraged his young friend Timothy to be devoted to the public reading of Scripture. But what does that mean? The public reading of Scripture is the simple but powerful practice of gathering together and listening to God's Word read out loud. This tradition started all the way back when God delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. After God saved them, the Israelites gathered together and listened as Moses read God's law to them for the very first time. This public reading of Scripture defined Israel's story as God's people. The Israelites didn't have Bibles they could just carry around to read, so the public reading of Scripture was a huge privilege. It was an event filled with anticipation and wonder, because it was the only way people were able to hear God's Word. Later, when the Israelites returned from exile in Babylon, the people gathered and listened to Ezra read the Scriptures. Together, they responded to God's Word, and it healed their lives. When Jesus came, he read the Scriptures publicly to show that he was the Messiah foretold in God's Word. The Gospel of John tells us that Jesus was the Word. Jesus brought an invitation to the kingdom of God through a relationship with him. Jesus also told us that every word of God is like food to our souls. So by listening to God's Word regularly, we get the food we need to grow strong in our faith. And that's why Paul told Timothy to be devoted to the public reading of Scripture. The Bible is truly the most influential and powerful book in history. It tells the story of what God is doing for us and through us, with Jesus Christ as the center. Like a delicious meal, listening to God's Word together can fill us up with strength, nourishment, and delight. Whether we are listening with our family or friends, we have the loving invitation to hear God speak to us through this amazing book. By listening to the Scriptures, we gain understanding, guidance, joy, love, and peace. So let me ask you, do you read God's Word with anticipation and wonder? Do you see the Bible as a grand invitation for you to be a contributor in His kingdom story? And do you see God's Word as part of an ongoing relationship with Jesus? Grab your Bible and follow along as our friend Jason from Adventures in Odyssey reads to us from God's Word. Readings are from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version.
Hey, Jason here. Let's read some Scripture together. Psalm 110. The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies your footstool." The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power, in holy garments. From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings on the day of his wrath. He will execute judgment among the nations, filling them with corpses. He will shatter chiefs over the wide earth. He will drink from the brook by the way. Therefore, he will lift up his head. John chapter 16 and 17. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father, nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. The work of the Holy Spirit. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, "Where are you going?" But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Your sorrow will turn into joy. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again a little while, and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me. And again a little while, and you will see me. And because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him. So he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have overcome the world. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." The High Priestly Prayer. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me. And they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me. And they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost, except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world, and for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that gathering and listening to God's Word will strengthen and guide you today and throughout your life. To learn more about the public reading of Scripture, please visit prsi.org. That's prsi.org. This reading has been a presentation of the Grace and Mercy Foundation and Focus on the Family's Bring Your Bible to School Day. Bring Your Bible to School Day is a nationwide, student-led event that takes place annually on the first Thursday of October. As part of the Bring Your Bible initiative, we are offering monthly Live It challenges to give you and your family fun, practical ways to live out your faith and share God's love with those around you. Check out the Live It challenges at bringyourbible.org/liveit. That's bringyourbible.org/liveit. Scripture quotations are from the ESV Bible, the Holy Bible English Standard Version. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved.